Show as we get ready for the undefeated Minden Whippets and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, and kind of a turn in the power, at least in the boys' game. Grand Island Central Catholic's girls have been competitive, just haven't been able to get over that hump as far as maybe a state tournament type of team. They're always just a little bit above 500, and they'll come into the nice game setting at 500 on the season at 2-2 after defeating Lincoln Lutheran and St. Paul. Their losses coming to Kearney Catholic and to Columbus SCOTUS, and they are very busy before the holiday break. They play five games before the Christmas break. In fact, from tonight to next Thursday, five games, and none of them will be easy. Minden, Lincoln Christian on the road, Blue Hill, state-rated Holdridge in Class B, and then Centura in a makeup game next Thursday night at home. So they've got a tough road to hoe, and it's right here ahead of them with the Men and Lady Whippets, who are ranked number one in the Lincoln Journal Star, number two in the Omaha World Herald, behind defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia, who has already been defeated once this season, and they will play at St. Cecilia on January the 12th. Our boys game, Minden ranked number one in the Omaha World Herald, number three in the Lincoln Journal Star. They were the state runner-up last year in a great game with Norfolk Catholic, and of course, the last time Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic played, that great overtime semifinal game last year at the state tournament where Minden finally got that win over the Crusaders. For Coach Bill Gavers, really young team, pretty inexperienced, lost all their kids basically off last year's team, and they've dropped their first two games of the season. So they are rebuilding, and it's not going to get any easier tonight when they take on top-ranked Minden. But up first, the girls' game, Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic. It's not the only action going on tonight in the area, but it is a fairly light schedule out there this evening. Not many games going on at all. Gibbon is at Ravenna, Blue Hill is at Wood River, and Selma Myrna is at Amherst. Right here in the listening area. Tomorrow night, we've got Overton Pleasanton on Classic Hits. The Kearney High boys will be at Grand Island on ESPN 1460. We'll take a break here on the New Tech's pregame show and give you a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to high school basketball. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. We're glad to have you along with us for tonight's basketball doubleheader. And it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by, as always, Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the clear choice as the bank to count on. For the visiting Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, number 11 is a 5'6" sophomore, Aaron Sorhan. Number 23 is a 6'1" senior, Katie Brand. Number 25 is a 5'8" junior, Kelsey Shield. Number 31, 5'8" junior, McKenna Kime. And number 33, a 5'8" sophomore in Megan Krychek. The head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacy Zimmerman and Amber Kulis. They are 2-2 on the season, with wins over Lincoln Lutheran and St. Paul, the losses to Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. For the Minden Whippets, number 21 is a 5'7" senior, Kylie Satorius. Number 22 is a 5'7" sophomore, Brooke Kissinger. Number 25, 5'9" senior, is Hallie Bauer. Number 40, 5'9" sophomore, Jamie Kissinger. And number 51, 6-foot senior, is Bailey Peterson. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Donnie Miller and Greg Satorius. They're 4-0 with wins over Southern Valley, Lexington, Broken Bow, and Aurora, ranked number 1 and 2 in the state. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Back with more after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back here with you at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Our boys' game will follow. The girls' game just about ready to tip off. And we also appreciate Carl Ashford, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Minden for their hospitality. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And we are ready for high school basketball here on Classic Hits. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by Grand Island Central Catholic with Katie Brand, a little bit taller than what Minden can put out there. But Minden's not short, but your Kissinger girls who play your guard position are setting at 5-9 in a tight man-to-man defense to start things off here for the Minden Whippets. They have won their last three games very handily after a 13-point win over Southern Valley, and we have got a reach-in foul called to start the basketball game on Hallie Bauer. Ball was knocked out of bounds. They say it was because she hit her on the arm. Southern Valley, they beat 58-45 opening night. Both the boys and girls probably had closer games than a lot of folks thought. But Southern Valley, Lexington, and Aurora are all 3-1 as Central Catholic takes a three to start the ball game from the left-hand corner. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. And here goes Minden. They like to shoot a lot of threes last year, but they have started to mature and maybe don't have to do that as much. But, boy, when the Kissinger girls start hitting them, look out, and they start it with a three. And it's knocked down by Brooke Kissinger. They are great shooters, and Minden is on top by a score of 3-0 as Brand quickly gets the ball down the floor, forces it inside, and the ball will be knocked out of Krychek's hands and out of bounds off of Central Catholic. So they have the game's first turnover. Now, remember last year when these teams played over at Grand Island Central Catholic, everybody expected a blowout, and Central Catholic was ahead most of the second half. Minden finally hit a shot, sent it to overtime, and won it 47-42 as Kissinger on the low block will get it into the hands of Bauer. Bauer will take the turnaround jumper and put it up and in. Minden off to a 5-0 start here with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Kime will push it up the floor for Central Catholic. Opening night, Coach Ann Spa just suited up 10 girls against Kearney Catholic, actually the second night, but that was the night we saw them. They've got 12 suited tonight. Central Catholic has the ball knocked away, and it's stolen. Hallie Bauer will get the ball up the floor. Kissinger's open again. Brooke for another three. That rattles in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand, and she'll be fouled as the Whippets tried to tear it out of there. Foul will be called on Jamie Kissinger. That'll be her first and the team second. And full court pressure will be applied here, man-to-man style by Minden. So if they can bring the ball up one-on-one, Central Catholic will be in good shape, and Kelsey Shield will do so. Then she drives by Bauer, runner down the lane. The left-hander will not go, and Bauer will stand in there and get the rebound. Hallie brings it across the timeline, left side of the key, skips it to the right-hand corner. Kissinger for three more. Brooke off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Megan Krychek. Last year, Minden didn't shoot the three well, and that allowed Central Catholic to hang in the game, give them some confidence. As they go for the steal, don't get it, so a three-pointer by Central Catholic is on the way, no good. Krychek, offensive putback, draws the foul. So the first points of the game for the Crusaders could come from the free throw line. The foul is on Bailey Peterson, her first, but three fouls already called here on Minden. And the first free throw getting set here for Krychek. And the sophomore will put it up and bounce it around and in. 5-1 Minden, 5:49 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw now for Megan Krychek. Takes a little extra time at the free throw line. We noticed that on opening night. She takes time, but she makes them, and she makes that one as well. So 2-for-2 there for Krychek. 5-2 as Minden will push the ball up the floor. The left-hand dribble. Get it off to Sartorius on the left side of the key. Back into the corner to Bauer. 2-1-2 zone here by Grand Island Central Catholic. And in the middle of that zone is Krychek trying to guard the big post player in Peterson. Here's another three-pointer, this time Sartorius. It's no good. Katie Brand will grab her second rebound. Already four threes attempted in the first 2.5 minutes by Minden. They made one of them. Krychek out of the right side of the key, guarded there by Peterson. Up top, here's a drive. Shield puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out long. Brooke Kissinger gets it. Heads the other way, but the numbers aren't there as the Crusaders get back defensively. So she'll slow it up. Right side of the key she is. Down to the corner to Bauer. Bauer, they're looking inside, but Peterson nowhere to go, and the pass knocked away. She gets it back. Kissinger swings it over to Sartorius. Now to the high post. Peterson turns and banks in a 10-footer. Bailey Peterson kept working for it and makes it a 7-2 ball game. When Central Catholic looked like they were going to steal the ball, they took a step the other way, and that left Peterson open inside. And Coach Andy Anspaugh wants to take a quick time out here. 4:47 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Minden 7, Grand Island Central Catholic 2. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Put the fun back into Christmas shopping with lots of thoughtful and fun gift ideas from Roses for You. Think Roses for You for your Christmas party or table decorations too. Roses for You offers table centerpieces, poinsettias, and other arrangements for your decor, plus gift cards when you just can't decide. If you're hosting the party, then book their unbelievable home chocolate fountains for the best party ever. This Christmas season, shop Roses for You and RosesForYou.com.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Guda, back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium out of the Crusader timeout. They will inbound it in the backcourt with Kelsey Shield to do so. And backing up to take the inbounds pass will be Katie Brand, 6'1 senior, handling the ball across the timeline. She's guarded there by Jamie Kissinger. They try to lob it on a give and go, and it's stolen away. Bailey Peterson saw what was happening, stepped in front, and forces the third turnover. Now Kissinger, Jamie underneath, gets a pass that she will be able to put in, but they call the foul before the shot. Good lob over the top of that zone. Foul will be called on Kelsey Scheel. That is the first foul on the Crusaders. And Jamie Kissinger will throw it in. They box the lane, crisscross the picks, swing it into the right-hand corner to Bauer. 18-footer is up and in. Hallie Bauer with her second bucket of the ball game. 9-2 Minden. They've got the last two buckets. They got the first two, then Central Catholic scored, and they got the last two. Aaron Sorhan, top of the circle, swings it right side to Samantha Moravec, who checked in during the timeout. Also in the game is Kerrigan Anspaugh, as the jumper is up, no good. Rebound brought down by Hallie Bauer. Bauer up the floor to Peterson, low block left side, kicks it back out top, Kissinger. Brooke Stutter dribble right side. It got away from her, but Jamie picks it up. Right back out to Brooke. Underneath Bowers open. They get it into her. The ball partially blocked. Missed the shot. Got it back. Now it's completely blocked by Kelsey Shield. So good defense in the paint there without committing the foul by GICC. Sorehand gets it to Ann Spa, who brings it into the front court. Picks her dribble up, though. Into the ball game for Minden, Emily Nelson. Down to the low block, they get it to Sorehand. They cleared it out, and she'll be fouled. Brooke Kissinger, her first personal foul, fourth team foul. And at the line, Aaron Sorehand. The only 2 points of the game have been from the free throw line here for GICC by Megan Krychek. So the first of two free throws here for Sorehand is on the way, and it is no good. Checking back in, McKenna Keim, and checking out will be Shield. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. The second free throw, Sorehand, skips in and out. The rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Kept it around the hip, almost was stolen away. Instead, transition, Peterson dribbles it off her knee. The ball is lost, and coming out of there with it, McKenna Keim, the first Minden turnover. Gets it to Brand. Back up ahead to Keim into the front court. The ball's tipped but picked back up there by Moravec. And they get it inside. And the layup is up and in for GICC. And that was McKenna Keim to lay it in. And at the other end, Jamie Kissinger answers right back with her first bucket. And it is 11-4. Dribbling into the trap is GICC. But good job by Keim to get out of it. They got a 3-on-2 coming the other way. And the ball is kicked out of bounds by Minden. So the pace picking up here a little bit the last two times up and down the court. Megan Krychek back in, and here comes Sydney Standler, 5'11 junior, into the ball game for the Whippets. 2:52 to go first quarter, 11-4 in favor of Minden. Central Catholic lobs it underneath and gets the immediate foul. They took it off on the far side of the gym and lobbed it down low. And a free throw coming up as the foul will be on Sydney Standler just as she comes into the ball game. And at the line will be Moravec to shoot two. And the first free throw by Sam is up and in. Makes it 11-5. And the second free throw on the way here. Try and make it a 5-point game. And Moravec, it spins out again. And a rebound brought down by Sydney Standler. 11-5, Minden. As they bring it with Bauer to the front court, swings it over, a long three by Jamie Kissinger, and it's actually too strong. And the backside rebound brought down by Megan Krychek. They love to shoot from that right wing. Long outlet pass is batted out of bounds by Bauer. She closed quickly to punch it into the wall. Minden had their game on Tuesday night with Ogallala on the road, postponed because of the slick road conditions. They play Saturday at Central City, and then they go to Albion for a girls-only game on Monday. And then they have their holiday tournament, and Adams Central is who they play in the first round. Grand Island Northwest plays Bennington on the other side, so some pretty good teams coming in. Broken Bow and Axtell out, replace them with Bennington. And what a nice move down the baseline by Katie Brand, but the layup will not go, and the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger will leave it off the top of the circle for Nelson. Nelson into the corner to Bauer. Bauer, here's a three-pointer on the way. It rattles in and out. No good. Katie Brand is there trying to get the rebound. It's punched away. It's loose, picked up by Jamie Kissinger. Gives it off to Bauer. Back to Kissinger. Right baseline, eight-footer. Will not go. Bauer gets the rebound, and she'll be fouled. What a battle for the board underneath. Multiple opportunities, and Katie Brand finally called for the foul. Has to be wondering, how did Bauer sneak in there? Because Brand had pretty good position. First free throws of the game for Minden. And up and in for Hallie Bauer. She's got 5 points. Back in here in Sorehand. And check it out will be Moravec. And for Minden, Satorius back in. And Nelson will check out. Second free throw, Bauer. It's good as well. 6 points here in the first quarter for Bauer. 13-5 in favor of Minden. 4-0 on the season. Central Catholic sets it 2-2, and Brand will throw it in against full court pressure. Spinning Sorehand, started up the floor, ran right into Satorius, got rid of the ball. Now a long outlet pass back to her into the front court, right wing. Up top, Brand's got a look at a three, fires it up from the top of the key. It will not go, and Bauer yanks down her fifth rebound here the first quarter. She'll bring it up the floor and dish it off for Brooke Kissinger. Wide open three, and she nails it. Well, you can't leave them wide open, and Kissinger, somebody lost her, and it's 16-5, the lead out to 11. Brooke with her second three. She's the only player to make a three-pointer in the game. And Central Catholic trying to hustle it up the floor. Outlet pass a little strong, and out of bounds it goes. Checking in for Minden will be Allison Hollinger, but a timeout has been called here by GICC. 1:34 to go in the first quarter of play. Minden 16, the Crusaders 5. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. Don't forget that also tonight on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, it is National Football League action from Atlanta. Thursday night NFL football, the Falcons and Jacksonville Jaguars, pregame at 7, kickoff at approximately 7:20 on ESPN Radio. And then the college football bowl season begins on Saturday. We've got both of them for you. Wyoming and Temple play the first game. Ohio, Noah Keller, Frank Solich. The Bobcats take on Utah State. Then Saturday night football, Dallas at Tampa Bay. Right here, we're back to high school hoops. Girls' first quarter of our doubleheader tonight. Minden leading Central Catholic by a score of 16-5. Brooke Kissinger has hit two threes. Bauer also has 6 points. Doing it the old-fashioned way. For Grand Island Central Catholic. One field goal and 3 free throws, and it's Minden ball here as Satorius dumps it into the corner. Skip pass by Hollinger up to the right wing. And dribbling back into the corner, Kissinger back up 3. Brooke misses that one. Offensive rebound, though, by Hollinger. And they'll rotate it around the perimeter here. They're throwing over the top of the zone. Allison drives to the baseline, tries to get it in the paint to Stadler, and it's going to be stolen away. And up the floor comes Central Catholic. Keim trying to go coast to coast, and she does. McKenna Keim with her second field goal, 16-7 with 50 seconds to go here in the opening quarter as Minden gets it into the front court. Brooke Kissinger to Satorius, down to the corner to Hollinger. Right side of the key and into the corner they go. Just play and catch against that zone. Brand anticipates, steps in front, and makes the steal. Back-to-back turnovers by the Whippets. Katie waits for the traffic to go by now and walks it into the front court. Looks to get it to her guard and does in time on the right wing. She's all by herself over there, guarded by Satorius, but picks her dribble up. Bounce pass up top to Sorhan. Aaron guarded by Brooke Kissinger. Left side they go to Krychek. Krychek on the elbow. 18 seconds to go here in the quarter, and we get a foul called on Satorius. Just one of those got her feet tangled up, might have even stepped on the foot of Moravec, and have to call the foul there. So Satorius with her first personal foul, but that is 6 fouls here in the first quarter on Minden. I'm not even sure I've seen this officiating crew before. That's unusual. As Central Catholic gets the ball into the front court, Kelsey Scheel with 10 seconds. She picks her dribble up, needs some help. Sorhan, left side of the key with 6. One dribble into the paint. Brand, triple team, kicks it out of the wing. Three-pointer at the horn is up and no good. Too strong by Kelsey Scheel. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Minden 16 and Grand Island Central Catholic 7. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Minden is going to get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it 16-7 in the first quarter. Turnovers, Central Catholic 4, Minden 3. Rebounds, Minden 12, and the Crusaders 5. 3-point shooting, Central Catholic 0 of 3, Minden 2 of 8 Brooke Kissinger hitting them both. Free throw shooting the Crusaders 3 of 6 of the Whippets 2 of 2. And it looks like maybe a little man-to-man to start the second quarter here. And that means Hallie Bauer off the pick will go straight down the middle of the lane and lay it up and in. 8 points for Hallie Bauer. 6 for Brooke Kissinger leading the way. McKenna Keim has 4 for Central Catholic. And it's 18-7, getting the lead back out to 11 here in the first moments of quarter number 2. Ball up front for the Crusaders, and it's Kelsey Shield. Dribbling around, kicks it over on the left side. Now back up top to Sorhan. She'll try the three. It comes up short, and a good save there by Hallie Bauer. They get the rebound and get it in to Brooke Kissinger into the corner. A three-pointer, Satorius. It's in and out, no good. Long rebound comes out to Katie Brand, and that'll be her third. And Central Catholic will set up their half-court offense here against the Minden man-to-man defense with Bailey Peterson just kind of camped out in the paint. Now she'll come up and try and guard her girl, Krajcek. Now down to the baseline, driving in. The little layup will not go for Keim. It was a great play, but they just couldn't finish. Jamie Kissinger rebound. Up ahead to Satorius at the trailer. The layup is no good. Peterson rebound bounce right into the hands of Hallie Bauer, and she puts it up and in. Central Catholic had two girls fighting for it, and it bounced off of them and right to Bauer. She's got 10. 20-7, Minden, 6.5 to go here in the first half. Crusaders ball at the top of the circle. McKenna Keim swings it left side, Brand. Ball fake on Jamie Kissinger. Can't get inside, now tries to fire it back door to Sorhan, and a hand gets on it for Minden. They deflect it out of there, and Hallie Bauer will bring it into the front court, into the corner. Kissinger, 16-footer, no good. Rebound by Peterson, and she gets shoved. She'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Megan Krajcek, her first, and the team's third. Three fouls on Central Catholic, six on Minden, but nobody with more than one, so they're spreading that out a little bit. At the line, Bailey Peterson for the first time. She's got 2 points. First free throw is good. 21-7, Minden, and Central Catholic's going to bring in Emma Benton, a freshman off the bench. Samantha Morovic checks in. So still out there is going to be Scheel and Brand, and also Kerrigan and Spock came in. So three girls checking in as the first free throw was good. The second free throw by Peterson is too strong. Offensive rebound, Jamie Kissinger. Back up and in. 4 points now for Jamie. 23-7 as Minden is not taking any of that pressure off. Emily Nelson back in. Is trying to get the ball away from Anspaugh in the backcourt. Working it from the left to the right and right to the left. Anspaugh handles the ball well, gets it across the timeline. And they swing it over to Brand for the three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. Central Catholic has not had a lot of success from the outside. Now Kissinger in transition. Jamie hits the three and another timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden starting to pull away here. They've scored the first 10 points of the second quarter. And with 5:42 to go in the first half of play, unbeaten and top-ranked Minden leading Grand Island Central Catholic 26-7. We'll be back after this.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Minden girls coming off a 21-3 season last year where they got upset in the postseason by Centura but made it to state on a wild card. And then beat Gordon Rushville in the first round before the Battle of Sisters Wahoo taking care of them in the semifinals 59-46. Then St. Cecilia beat Wahoo in a great championship game. And for Minden, they got beat by Sandy Creek for third place. Foul called here on the Minden Whippets, Emily Nelson. So now seven players each have one. It should be a one-and-one situation here. And Coach Andy Anspaugh finally gets the attention of the officials, and we will shoot a one-and-one with 5.5 to go here in quarter number two. And at the line will be Kelsey Scheel. Her first trip to the line, looking for her first point of the evening's ball game. Scheel, the 5'8 junior, and of course Brand, the only senior on the entire team. Scheel puts it up and in. Kind of like volleyball, Brand is the girl they look to when they need a lot of help here on the basketball court, but this is not quite as much her environment as playing volleyball, and she'll be headed to Kansas State, of course, as that second free throw bounces around but will not go, and Bailey Peterson grabs her fourth rebound. Into the front court, Brooke Kissinger actually goes to the left side of the key. She always goes right. Now she shoots the three from the left side, but it is no good. And the offensive rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Throws it to the other side, trying to go back to Brooke, and it goes out of bounds. First turnover of the quarter on Minden, and fourth of the ball game. Hallie Bauer, who was out, will come in, and Brooke Kissinger will get a breather. 26-8. Minden out of the gates fast. Scoring 10 points in 2.5 minutes here to start the second quarter. Anspaugh with the top of the key. Couple of dribbles, makes the pass over to Krychek. Try to lob it inside. They do, but there's too much traffic, and the shot is no good by Scheel. And the rebound brought down by Hallie Bauer. That's already 8.5. At the other end, the long jumper is too strong that time by Jamie Kissinger. And the rebound brought down by Megan Krychek, her fourth. Baseball pass to the other end. It was too strong, and Scheel couldn't grab it. And out of bounds it goes. So Grand Island Central Catholic, they just have the right idea. They haven't been able to cash in. The couple times they have made steals, they've thrown it away, trying to get to the other end too quickly, and they're trying to get the ball dumped inside, but they haven't been able to score from there either. They get it in the land of Giants. They've missed a couple of bunnies. Jamie Kissinger for three. Hits the front of the rim. Hits the back of the rim. And then that means it goes over Brand. And the rebound brought down by Hallie Bauer. Threes are not necessarily falling right now for Minden as Bauer takes a 10-footer. And she'll hit it. Six at each corner. 12 in the game for Hallie Bauer. Minden right now 3 of 12 from three-point land. I guess overall, if you can shoot 33%, the coach would take it. But that's 25%. Left elbow with it is Brand. Would not be unusual to see Minden shoot 33s in a game. Brand in the right-hand corner, trying to post up Krychek. Instead, Brand will drive the baseline. They say she stepped out of bounds. Back into the ball game for Central Catholic, Aaron Sorhan and McKenna Keim. So you've got Sorhan, Keim, Brand, Scheel, and Anspaugh on the floor for Central Catholic as Minden brings the ball up with Brooke Kissinger. Over to Nelson. You've got both Kissingers, Nelson, Peterson, and Bauer on the floor for Minden. Driving in Kissinger in traffic. Jamie misses it. Rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. Ball loose for a moment, but Minden gains control. Play in the left-hand corner to Jamie Kissinger. Against the man-to-man, comes into the paint, kicks it back out top to Brooke. She comes inside the arc, fires a 15-footer. It's no good. Again, Central Catholic can't grab it. Hallie Bauer does, lays it up and in. Bauer with a double-double in the first half, and we still have 3:20 remaining. 14 points, 10 rebounds. Now to the other end, the drive and the layup. No good for Keim, but she is fouled. But, boy, Central Catholic would love to get a bucket, just 1 point here in the quarter. Foul is on Emily Nelson, her second. And at the line, McKenna Keim for the first time. She has the only two field goals of the game for Central Catholic. And the first free throw is no good. Ravenna girls lead Gibbon at halftime, 38-10. Ravenna leading Gibbon at the half, 38-10 in girls action. First free throw, no good by McKenna Keim. Second free throw, too strong. And the rebound comes out to Brooke Kissinger. Kissinger will push it up the floor, right side, swing it left side. Sartorius, nobody on her, but she skips it over to Bauer. Bauer drives into the right-hand corner. Cut off there, gives it off to Boudreaux. Elena just checked in. Now they'll kick it out for a three. Bauer, no good. Rebound, Brand dribbles off a foot, but Central Catholic does get it back. Hustles to the other end and then loses the basketball. Up the floor with it is going to be Brooke Kissinger. She drives in. Brand cuts her off. She backs up, misses the 15-footer. Rebound Satorius. Put it up, no good. And the rebound brought down by McKenna Kime. And a timeout Central Catholic. They have one left. Excuse me. Yeah, they have one left. That's it. They took one early on here in this second quarter. So one timeout remaining in the ball game, and with 2:42 to go here in the first half, it is 30-8. Minden will be right back on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden's actually missed quite a few shots here the last couple of minutes, and they're still ahead, 30-8. Grand Island Central Catholic with the basketball, pushing it up the floor. McKenna Kime working on Satorius, trying to spread the floor here against the Minden man-to-man. Ball poked out of bounds. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stats of this ball game. Preview the boys' contest, let you know what's coming up here in the near future. So stay with us for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Sorehand dribbles between the circles, has the ball batted away, right back to her by Brooke Kissinger. They clear it out for her on the right side, go baseline, get it down low to Krychek. Krychek can't get it in on Boudreaux, so kicks it back out. Now they'll try and force it into Brand. The ball is slapped away and ends up in the hands of Brooke Kissinger. Turnover number 9 by the Crusaders. They run the fast break to Bauer. She'll lay it up and in. 10 of the quarter and 16 of the game for Hallie Bauer. Central Catholic got the ball up the floor, but Shield decided not to attack once she was past almost everybody. Now she'll drive into the paint, left hand, take it in, put it up and in, and draw the foul. So Kelsey Shield with a nice move gets the first field goal of the second quarter here for Central Catholic at the 150 mark. Foul's going to be called on Elena Boudreaux, her first. And checking into the ball game, Sam Morovic for Central Catholic. Shield one of two at the line here in the first half. Gets another free throw coming up to try and complete the three-point play. And Kelsey fires it up and in. 4 points now for Shield, 4 points for Kime, 32-11. Minden in command here, as they were up by 24 here in the first quarter. Kissinger drives, left-hand layup, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand. And that's one thing Kissinger's will have to work on. We saw it in the postseason last year. They were called for traveling on that exact move we just saw, as the three-pointer is up by Scheel, no good. Long rebound run down by Kissinger. Up ahead they go, Brooke to Jamie. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, Jamie Kissinger gives it off to Bauer, and she'll lay it up and in. And Minden now just running away here as they are dominating the glass. 10 rebounds for Central Catholic, and there's so many here for Minden, I can't add them up. It's got to be close to 25, maybe 30. Inside at the other end, short jumper won't go for Morovic. And on the rebound, we've got a foul called. Bauer came out of there with a basketball. Samantha Morovic with her first, team's fourth. And Nelson checks back in, so does Hollinger for Minden, with 1 minute to go here before halftime, and it's 34-11. Whippets with the lead. They won the JV game, both girls and boys, earlier tonight. Right now at the stutter triple, Bauer goes right by Brand, takes it into the paint, dishes it off to Boudreaux. She'll be fouled on the shot and go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Erin Sorehand, her first. And Elena Boudreaux will get her first chance to get in the score column here this evening with 50 seconds to go. And the first of two free throws we await from the 5'8 junior. On the way, and it's good. 35-11. Again, Minden and Central Catholic. Still a lot to do before the Christmas break. Two games for Minden after tonight. Four more games for Central Catholic. They'll play 9 games before the break. Second free throw is also good for Elena Boudreau. 36-11. Inbounds pass comes into the right side to Sorhan, midcourt with 45. Crosses over to the right side and gives it to Scheel. Scheel looking, Brand off the pick, still covered. Good switch by the Minden defense. Back up between the circles, they'll reset with Aaron Sorhan. 35 seconds to go in the half. Brand pops out behind the arc, takes the ball on Jamie Kissinger, went for that backdoor cut, bounced it off a leg, turned it over, two on one. Kissinger taking it at Brand, wrap around, throws it behind Bauer, but picked up there by Nelson. Up top, ball fake, drive into the paint. Hollinger's 10-footer, won't go, a little strong. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand, her sixth. Across the timeline, 10 seconds to go in the half. I'm not sure they realize how much time's left. Katie Brand keeps backing away. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Now they bounce it to the right-hand corner, and they are not going to get a shot away. We are at halftime. Your score, unbeaten in top-ranked Minden, 36. And Grand Island Central Catholic, 11. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where we are at halftime of our first game of the doubleheader between Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And Minden is red hot on the boards. They've actually missed quite a few shots and still lead this game 36-11. They've got a lot of offensive rebounds, which we'll tell you about here when we look at the stats in just a little bit. Good crowd on hand. I'll tell you what, when you're trying to find a place to park, and if you're coming in for the boys' game, you might have to bring a little walking stick with you because pretty good crowd. It's not sold out, jam-packed, but it is pretty full here at C.L. Jones. Coming up next, the boys' game, where you've got a contrast. Again, remember last year, what an outstanding game. Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic played in the state semifinals with the Whippets, able to get the victory and kind of shake that monkey off their back. It's been that way quite a few teams. There's not very many teams from around here that have been able to beat Grand Island Central Catholic over the last few years. That may not be the case this year. They have got a team with a lot of new faces. Even though there's a couple of seniors, three total on this ball club, not a lot of returning minutes from last year, of course, with Turner Fay graduating and leading the Crusaders to an outstanding start. The Central Catholic boys have actually only played two games this season. They had the game with Centura in the early season opening weekend tournament, snowed out, that they're going to make up on the 22nd. They lost on opening night to Lincoln Lutheran 52-41 and then lost to 3-1 Columbus Scotus 48-43. They'll take on a Minden team that's ranked number one or number three, depending on which publication you look at. Huskerland Prep, Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald. And after tonight, they don't have it any easier. Tomorrow night, they go to Lincoln Christian, state rated. And they were ranked number two ahead of them, ahead of Minden in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason rankings. So a tough one there. And then they host Blue Hill on Monday, Holdridge on Tuesday, and Centura, the makeup game, next Thursday. So they only have two games in, but they have five more, just like the girls, in the next week. And then they will have their own holiday tournament on the 29th and the 30th. For Minden, their boys are ranked, as we said, either number one or number three, depending on the publication you look at. Central Catholic was preseason number nine and number 10. Nobody really knew what to make. You just know that Bill Gabers always has his team ready to go when the postseason and conference tournaments roll around. For Minden, they opened up with maybe a little closer game than many people expected against Southern Valley, but remember, Minden also had a great football season that took them deep into the playoffs, into the state semifinals, so they probably didn't have as many practices as a lot of teams, especially Southern Valley. Then they crushed Lexington their second game, and a squeaker over Aurora. They were tested 52-47 last time out, and as we said, Tuesday's games at Ogallala postponed. They're still trying to find a date to make those up. After tonight, Minden boys will play at Central City on Saturday with the girls as part of a doubleheader, and then they're done until Christmas. So they're only going to get five games in before the Christmas break. And their next big test after the holiday tournament, where they will play Adams Central, which will be a big test of the first round, and then either Bennington or Grand Island Northwest in the second round. Valentine is off to an undefeated start, and then what should be one of the biggest games of the year, Minden at Ravenna, January 10th. And, of course, we'll be having that game for you right here. January 10th is one of those games, one of those nights where there's a lot of great matchups, and that will be the highlight that night where you've got state-rated girls and boys basketball teams. They play at Hastings. They have St. Paul coming in. St. Paul's off to an undefeated start, so we'll see how things pan out. And then they play Gretna in the Heartland Hoops Classic, February the 11th, the team that Ravenna beat just a Saturday ago. So that's what we've got for these two ball clubs as the boys' game gets ready to go. We'll take a look at the girls' halftime stats in a moment. 36-11 in favor of top-ranked Minden. We'll be back after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden. And let's take a look at the first half stats for the Central Catholic Lady Crusaders. Sam Morvick has 1 point. Katie Brand, 6 rebounds. Kelsey Scheel, 4 points and a block shot. McKenna Keim, 4 points and a rebound. And Megan Krychek, 2 points and 4 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter and 2 of 5 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in each quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter for the Crusaders. Foul situation, no one with more than one. Crusaders had 7 points in the first quarter, but only 4 in the second. And at the half, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 5 of 11 from the free throw line, 0 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 10 turnovers. Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Minden Lady Whippets. Carly Satorius, 1 rebound. Brooke Kissinger hit 2 first quarter threes. She's got 6 points, 3 rebounds. It's the Hallie Bauer Show, 18 points, 11 rebounds in the first half of play. Allison Hollinger had 1 rebound. Jamie Kissinger, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Elena Boudreau, 2 points. Bailey Peterson, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Sydney Stabler, 1 rebound. 12 rebounds in the first quarter, 17 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting hasn't been very good, actually, tonight for Minden. 2 of 8 in the first quarter, 1 of 5 in the second. And turnovers, 3 in the first, 1 in the second for Minden. Foul situation, Emily Nelson, the only player with 2, although just about everybody else that played had 1. Minden had 16 points in the first quarter. They tack on 20 more in the second, 12 of those from Hallie Bauer. And at the half, Minden 36 points, 29 rebounds, and a bunch of those are on the offensive side. 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, and 4 turnovers. And at halftime, top-ranked 4-0 Minden leads GICC, listed at
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Oh, you hate those nasty power outages. Sorry, folks, we're back here with you. A minute into the third quarter of play, the only thing you missed was a three-pointer by Hallie Bauer to put up the Whippets 39-11 here in quarter number three, and Grand Island Central Catholic here to start the possession at the seven-minute mark. Over on the right wing with it is Aaron Sorhan against the Minden man-to-man. Down on the low block, turnaround jumper, blocked out of bounds on the shot by Moravik. Blocking it out, Bailey Peterson. Katie Brand had a block for Central Catholic at the other end. Minden missed a three, got a rebound, missed it again, and then Bauer nailed the three. Inbounds pass here to Shield, down the middle of the lane, lays it up. It spins off and will not go. Shield, though, makes a great save of the rebound and throws it out to Katie Brand. Not many offensive boards in the ballgame for Central Catholic. They get it to the low post to Kime. Kicks it on the wing. Shot of the way off the glass. Will not go for Moravik. And the rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Central Catholic has got some shots throughout the game. They just haven't been able to score. But at the other end, Bauer puts it up and in. That is 23 for her. And it is 41-11. As we bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits. And Kissinger went for the steal. Probably should have been a foul. The ball is getting kicked all over the place. And now they finally do call the kick. And it looks like they call it on Minden. And Central Catholic will take the ball out of bounds in the backcourt. First, Kerrigan Anspaugh checks in. Moravik will check out. So Minden in total control of this girls' contest against a Central Catholic team that is going to be okay. They're going to win their share of games this year. They just don't have a lot of depth, and you're playing the number one team in the state. Minden thinking nothing short of a state championship will be acceptable, and a carry called here on Katie Brand, and she palmed that ball pretty good. The official was right on top of it. That's the 13th turnover for GICC. Minden will bring the ball into the front court here. Get it into the hands of Brooke Kissinger. Top of the circle to Jamie. She's all by herself. Now swings it over to Brooke for a long three. It's up and in. Brooke Kissinger, her first three since the first quarter. And nothing is slowing down the Crusaders right now. It is 44-11. On the right wing with it will be McKenna Kime. Kime's pass into the paint is knocked away. Steal made by Brooke Kissinger. Long outlet pass. Perfect to Bauer, who lays it up and in. Bowers hits some outside jumpers, but she's also drained her fair share of layups. And Central Catholic tries to beat Minden back, hustling up the floor. McKenna Kime to the baseline, tries to pass it through the lane. The ball kicked out of there by Sartorius, and they'll say that it is a turnover. I thought Carly probably kicked it, and she'll bring it to the other end. Missed the shot, and we'll get a jump ball as it ends up on the floor between Bauer and Kime, and the arrow points the way of Grand Island Central Catholic. 4:56 to go here, third quarter. Minden 46, Central Catholic 11. And Coach Anspaugh, who only has one timeout left, going to go a little deeper to the bench. Joanna Rainforth will check in. Minden brings Sydney Stadler back into the ball game, and Emily Nelson. Crusaders with a basketball. Anspaugh way out on the right side of the key. Moravec's back in there. She's got it between the circles. Takes her dribble up the top of the circle. Swings it back over to Anspaugh in the man-to-man defense. Dumps it into the corner to Rainforth. Joanna kicks it back out top to Brand. Stout defense as they get that backdoor cut into Anspaugh, lays it up and in on the assist from Katie Brand. Kerrigan with her first bucket, and the first bucket of the second half for Central Catholic comes at the 4:25 mark. 46-13, Minden Whippets. Right side with it is Nelson. Gets it back out between the circles to Sydney Stambler. On the left wing, Kissinger. Jamie takes it to the floor. Left-hand dribble, left-hand layup. Good. Jamie Kissinger with 9 points in the basketball game. And with all these games coming up, Grand Island Central Catholic just doesn't have a whole lot of depth to get them through that. So it's going to be a tough stretch here for the Crusaders, and they play some pretty darn good teams. State-rated Minden, Lincoln Christian, Blue Hill, who's in and out of the rankings, Holdridge, who's rated in B, Centura, state-rated. And we've got a reach-in foul called here on Grand Island Central Catholic, on Minden. It's going to be on Jamie Kissinger, her second. First foul call on either team of the half. And here comes Allison Hollinger back into the ballgame. Inbounds pass comes to the left side of the key to Kelsey Shield, trying to open up that lane and get a cutter to go. Nobody's there, so Shield drives and draws the foul. And it's going to be on Emily Nelson. That is her third. And Kelsey Shield will go to the line to shoot two. She's 2 of 3 this evening, has 4 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Don't forget tomorrow night, more high school basketball, Fort Kearney Conference style, as the Pleasanton Bulldogs welcome in the Overton Eagles. That's been quite a rivalry over the years. But the Pleasanton boys are banged up. Let's see if they can have a few of them back for tomorrow's game as the free throw is up and no good. Overton and Pleasanton boys both preseason ranked. The Pleasanton had a few more football injuries. Let's see if they can regroup from kind of a slow start. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. That's her 10th. And up the floor they come to Nelson, down to the low block, quick pass underneath. The Hollinger puts it up, off the iron, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Katie Brand. Baseball pass to the other end to Shield, but she hit the bottom of the rim on the way up, and it's no good. Rebound to Brooke Kissinger, 2-on-1. Brand is back, and she fouls Jamie Kissinger. And in that instance, Brand knew that that layup wasn't going in. That was a solid foul by Katie, her second. First of the half, and at the line, Jamie Kissinger for the first time tonight. The Whippets are 5 of 6. Kissinger 9 points, 10 boards, and the free throw's up and in, and she's got herself a double-double, just like Hallie Bauer, who has 25 points and 12 rebounds. 49-13. Minden are going to get to 5-0, and there are not a lot of teams that are going to give Minden a run this season. You want to know who it could be? Well, Boone Central's undefeated right now. Ravenna, St. Cecilia, they play them on back-to-back games the 10th and 12th of January, both on the road. That could be the test. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rainforth, and here come the Crusaders. Anspaugh, right wing, gets it into the corner, putting the ball on the floor, driving in the foul. The shot won't go. 2 free throws coming up for McKenna Kime, Aaron Sorhan, 11, not 31. Aaron, looking for her first point of the ball game, missed a couple of free throws back in the first quarter of play. Holdridge is on the schedule as well for Minden later on this season, right before the conference tournament. And the free throw is no good. So right now, Central Catholic not even able to help themselves from the free throw line. And in for Minden, here comes Liz Grams. Elizabeth Grams into the ball game. And the second free throw for Aaron Sorhan, bouncing around, and it won't go. Rebound grabbed by Sydney Stabler. And Central Catholic will pick him up at midcourt. Brooke Kissinger with the basketball, swings it right side to Stabler, who's way out there on the arc in front of the bench. 2:50 to go, third quarter, 49-13, Minden in control. Hollinger on the right wing, trying to steal it away, poked out of there by Anspaugh, but Hollinger got it back, so she drives, goes by her, and hits the little 8-foot jumper. And Allison with her first bucket of the ball game. 51-13 at the other end. The ball is stripped away. Trying to get a shot. Hollinger grabs it out of there. And it continues right now for Minden. Not much you can say. You just got a great, great basketball team. And Central Catholic, even when they do get the looks, the shots won't go. And a travel called on Minden trying to get through the double team. That is the first turnover of the half. Only the second Minden turnover since the first quarter. Five total tonight. And going a little farther down the bench, Rick Cremosta starting to get more kids into the game. Checking in is Carly Bauer. Still has a little maturing to do in basketball, obviously a force on the volleyball court. Of course, both these programs so outstanding in volleyball. Central Catholic got the better of Minden in that sport, but Minden says, let's play some basketball as the ball is stolen away by Hollinger. Back-to-back steals by Allison. And Minden will push it into the front court, right corner, Bauer. Bauer puts the ball on the floor, runs right into the defender, has to make a bounce pass into the paint. There's really nobody there. And we're going to get a jump. The arrow stays with Minden. You're listening to KKPR-FM at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Guda with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. Whippets to throw it in underneath their own hoop, dump it into the left-hand corner. 19-footer by Bauer, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Minden, trying to corral the rebound. Again, I want to remind you folks, we got basketball tomorrow night, Overton Pleasanton Saturday. It's Tri-City Storm Hockey as they are at Sioux City looking for one more win before the holiday break. And that is Saturday night at 6:45 here on Classic Hits. Central Catholic tries the back cut. Brooke Kissinger had her arm out there. It deflects off the arm and is picked up by Elizabeth Grams. So Central Catholic now having trouble holding on to the ball. 8.25 as far as the turnovers. Get it into Carly Bauer. She kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good by Hollinger. She knew it was off the mark when she shot it and has that grimace on her face like it just slid out of my hands. Also, don't forget, NFL football getting going here in just a few minutes on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Jacksonville at Atlanta. As driving in here for Grand Island Central Catholic, using the glass, McKenna Kine puts it up and in. She's got 6 points. She has 3 field goals. The rest of the team, 1. 51-15. As Kissinger drives in, her bounce pass in the paint is kicked. So they'll have to inbound it again. Hollinger will throw it in from the baseline. With 1:04 still to go here in the third quarter of play, boys game will follow. And the three-pointer off the inbound is too strong by Brooke Kissinger over everything. But Carly Bauer saves it in for the Whippets. They'll get another opportunity, but they throw it away. Turnover number 6 of the game for Minden. We will talk with Whippets coach Rick Cremosta at halftime of our boys' game. Right now, though, everybody's going to see plenty of playing time as the fourth quarter nears. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. In the corner, three-pointer for Central Catholic is too strong. Backside rebound is going to be Hallie Bauer, another one, 13, but just 2 here in this quarter. And a travel called, double dribble, good job. Bauer thought she saw a teammate. She went into the high post, thought she saw a teammate out of the corner of her eye, so turned through it left, and all it was a couple of kids walking in down the sideline in front of the student section. So Minden actually 3 turnovers here in short work. And spying the ball game for the Crusaders. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Picks her dribble up, looks for a back cutter, and just as she cuts, she throws it behind Aaron Sorhan, and out of bounds it goes. 27 seconds left. That's plenty of time for Minden. They may even get 2 shots up in that amount of time. As Brooke Kissinger will push the ball up the floor. Of course, the Kissinger girls, depending on what publication you looked at, they were all-staters, either first or second team. Left elbow, jumper on the way. Too strong. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Hallie Bauer. 10 seconds deal in the quarter. Central Catholic midcourt with 7 seconds. Trying to take it down the middle of the court, down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot up and in for McKenna Keim. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. It's Minden 53, Grand Island Central Catholic 17. We're back with the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium as we get ready for the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits. It's been all Minden, 53-17 as we start the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball. 9 points for Brooke Kissinger, and Jamie Kissinger has 10, but the story is the 27 points from Hallie Bauer in this basketball game as they outscored Minden did 17-6 over Central Catholic last quarter. As we begin the fourth quarter, Crusader basketball. Left side of the key on the drive is going to be Scheel. Kicks it to the right side. The jumper's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Bauer. And then dribbled it off the foot. And out of bounds it goes. Turnover number 8 for Minden. Central Catholic has 19. Bauer, 27 points, 15 rebounds. McKenna Keim leads Central Catholic with the 8 points. And on an inbounds pass here for the Crusaders, they are fouled. And it's going to be on Hallie Bauer, her second, fourth team foul here on the Whippets. And at the line, Kelsey Scheel. She is 2 of 5 as a team, just 5 of 15 from the line for Central Catholic, and that one is too strong. The Ravenna girls defeat Gibbon tonight, 66-31. Ravenna over Gibbon, 66-31. That boys game always gets a little interesting. And the rivalry, Gibbon always seems to find a way to slow Ravenna down. Second free throw, Scheel hits it for her 5th point, and it's 53-18. Emily Nelson up top gives it to Carly Bauer. As a mixture of starters and second teamers are in there for Minden, they try to get it to the left wing to Emily Nelson. It's tipped out of bounds by the Crusaders. Satorius, Peterson, Hallie Bauer, Nelson, and Jamie Kissinger are on the floor. Trying to set up Kissinger off the out-of-bounds. She uses a pick to lose Brand. Good switch there by McKenna Keim. She still finds a way to get the three away, though. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Brand. Brand pushes the ball up the floor after her 8th board. Looks for that back cut and overthrows. Aaron Sorhan out-of-bounds for the 20th turnover. Again, Minden not red hot from three-point land. I've got them 5 out of 19 in the basketball game. They went 2 for 5 in the third quarter. And Central Catholic's yet to make one. They're 0 for 7. Peterson goes back door. Too close to the rim, and Satorius hit it on the way up. Ball comes right back down to the Crusaders, and Aaron Sorhan gets her first rebound of the evening. Just under 7 minutes to go in the game. Central Catholic into the corner to Krychek. Back out of the wing, they're playing catch. Now gets it back into the corner to Kelsey Scheel, left side. Trying to get it into Brand, and a reach-in foul will be called on Bailey Peterson, her second of the team's 5th. So the Crusaders will take it out. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And then on to the boys game between the Whippets and the Crusaders. Central Catholic ball underneath their own hoop, lobbing out to the right elbow, catch and shoot for Brand, and she hits it. Katie Brand with her first bucket of the basketball game, 53-20. Minden in command as Jamie Kissinger brings it up. Leaves it off there at the top of the key, swings it right side to Nelson. Back over to Bauer. Bauer down the middle of the lane, leaves it off for Peterson, who missed the bunny. I think she was so excited that she was that wide open, and Krychek will get the rebound. Here comes Central Catholic. They had the numbers and got too impatient, and the pass was at the feet of Brand, and it goes out of bounds. Back in, Kerrigan Anspaum and Samantha Moravec for the Crusaders, and Brooke Kissinger in for the Whippets. And Minden has most of their starting five, if not all their starting five, out there right now with 6:14 to go in the ball game. 53-20, Minden, as they work at right side of Sartorius. Sartorius off the pick, goes up top. Three-pointer, Jamie Kissinger spits out, no good. Rebound brought down by Aaron Sorhan. And they want to run again, but again, the outlet pass is too strong and out of bounds. Again, last year in Grand Island, these teams went to overtime, one of Central Catholic's best efforts of the year. Don't have to worry about that tonight. Central Catholic was up 16-7 after one and held the Crusaders to 4 points in the second and put this one away in the first half. As the shot by Sartorius will not go, Brand will get her ninth rebound, take it all the way to the other end, force the contact, and go to the line to shoot two. Brand has yet to be to the line and just picked up her first points a moment ago. Bailey Peterson with her third foul. And 5:39 remaining as Brand goes to the line. First free throw by Brand, too strong. Boy, Central Catholic, I thought maybe the way they started from the free throw line, that would be a benefit for them tonight. Hit three of their first four, I believe it was. But right now, this isn't working. 6 of 18. Second free throw, no good. And a rebound brought down by Sydney Stadler. Third of the ball game for Stadler. Long three on the way. Minden and Brooke Kissinger, no good. Long rebound run down by Jamie. That's what will happen if you miss those long threes and drive it in. Bauer off the nice assist will draw the foul and get the bucket. 29 and a chance for her 30th point. That's actually the first points of the fourth quarter for Minden. And Minden is going to call a timeout here with 5:24 to go in the ball game. Whippets 55, Crusaders 20. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And we are back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as they're just getting ready to kick off some Thursday night football action, which you can hear on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Atlanta hosting Jacksonville. Back to action here, trying to complete a three-point play. Out of the Minden timeout is Hallie Bauer, and she will, her 30th point of the basketball game. 56-20 Minden. 30 points, 15 boards for Bauer. Off the screen, we come to the other end. Sorhan up too strong. Offensive rebound, Brand, and she'll be fouled. She'll get two free throws. Katie has her 10th board of the ball game. With Minden on their way to over 40 rebounds here on the night. They had 29 at halftime. Not quite as many here in the second half. Free throw, Brand, is good. On the floor right now, both Kissingers, Nelson, Stadler, and Bauer for Minden. And Stadler will get the rebound of the miss by Brand. We'll set Grand Island Central Catholic here for you. Brand, Scheel, Moravec. Also out there is Anspaugh. And it looks like Sorhan. Kissinger with it up top. Top of the circle now is going to be Stadler trying to get it down low to Bauer. It's deflected away. She gets it back, goes inside. Brand blocks it and takes it away. Second block for Katie Brand. Outlet pass to Anspaugh. Stops and pops from 14. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Hallie Bauer, who's looking for some kind of a school record, I think, tonight. Outlet pass to Nelson. Gets it down to the low block, turns and kicks it out. Stadler will give it off to Bauer. Back out for another three. It spins out for Emily Nelson. The rebound brought down by Katie Brand, and she's off to the races. Tries to fire it ahead and overthrows Sorhan out of bounds. They just cannot connect on that transition fast break. They've had multiple turnovers here in the second half trying to get the ball down the floor as Allison Hollinger checks into the ball game. And she'll inbound it to Brooke Kissinger. And I think we'll start to see the starters for Minden come out one at a time. 56-21 as the ball is dished off for Stadler. Missed the little jumper and the rebound brought down by GICC and Kelsey Scheel with her second. Scheel right wing for a three-pointer. It's off the mark that time by Sorhan. The backside rebound comes down to Hollinger. Still no threes made in the game for Central Catholic there. 0 for 8. Into the front court, stutter dribble, Brooke Kissinger. Under 4 minutes to go, gives it to Nelson. Draws the double team, pass is slapped away by Anspaugh. And here comes Central Catholic. It's going to be Sorhan going in for the layup and scoring. Aaron with her first bucket of the basketball game. 56-23 Minden, 3:35 to go in the contest. And then the Misco Sports postgame show. Brooke Kissinger walks it across the timeline. Stops on the right side of the key. Hands it off to Hollinger. Playing some catch up top and a long three. Brooke Kissinger comes up short, no good. They're 0-5 of the quarter. Rebound pops out to Moravec. She's going to give it to Brand, who brings it into the front court to Anspaugh in the right-hand corner. Central Catholic still battling out there. There hasn't been an ounce of give up in them. They're running their plays. They're playing defense as the pass is deflected away. In for Central Catholic, Allie Mashot and Joanna Rainforth. And for Minden, here comes Elena Boudreau, Elizabeth Grams. And I think that was it. Inbounds pass for Central Catholic is going to be tied up. And we've got a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Minden. 3:06 remaining in our contest. And bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Grams. Grams guarded up there by Anspaugh. Gives it off to Boudreau. Top of the circle to Peterson, who came back in. One of the original starters to Hollinger. Left corner they go. 2:45 and trying to get a shot away here on the Minden Whippets. Hollinger left side of the key. Outside of the arc. Gives it over to Peterson. One dribble. Takes it off the iron. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Nobody can grab it. As there was a battle there between Rainforth and Hollinger. 56-23. Minden will go to 5-0. Central Catholic will drop to 2-3, and we'll give you all the details on the Misco Sports postgame show when we finish up. Anspaugh gives it off to Rainforth, top of the circle, looks for the cutter Brand, gets it, and as she makes the turnaround jumper in the lane, she is stumped by Peterson, but that's not who they're calling the foul on. The foul was on Allison Hollinger, her first. Peterson blocked the shot to make sure that she didn't get an opportunity to get a three-point play. Brand hits the first free throw. All four of her points here in the fourth quarter, 56-24. Minden was up 36-11 at the half. They outscored Central Catholic 20-4 in the second quarter. Second free throw by Brand is on the way, and it is in. And it looks like that might be it for Katie Brand tonight. She will check out. Emma Benton comes back into the ball game. And with the ball, Allie Rouse will bring it up the floor here as she has checked in for Minden. 2:20 to go. Up top, Boudreau. Boudreau, one dribble, swings it over to the left side. Driving in is going to be Hollinger. Kicks it back out top to Stadler. It looks like a turnover here. I didn't see if they called a travel or a 3 seconds, but it's going to be a turnover on Minden. Just their 10th of the game. And with the basketball will be Central Catholic's Kerrigan Anspaugh. Between the circles, needs some help, gives it off to Scheel. Spread the floor with 2 minutes to go. Scheel drives to the left wing. Still with the dribble, Boudreau on her. 5 second count on, now off. Try to lob it inside and overthrow Benton. And it's going to be picked up there by Grams. Grams comes up with a loose ball, gives it to Rouse, running the point. Setter in volleyball and running the point when she gets to play a little basketball. Boudreau, back doors open. Stadler, good catch, turns and scores. Sydney Stadler with her first bucket. That's only the fifth point of the fourth quarter here, by the way, for Minden. 58-25, minute 30 to go. Sheil with it at the top of the circle, trying to lose. Boudreaux drives right side of the key and draws the foul on Elena. That'll be her second. And Sheil will go to the line to shoot two. She's been there four different times tonight. And she is 3 of 7 at the line, has 5 points. 59-25, Minden, 1:20 to go in the game here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings Grand Island and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The free throw by Sheil is up and in. Coming in for Minden, Allison Geist, Carly Bauer. Also in there and have been in there, Grams, Boudreaux, and Rouse. And the next free throw, no good for Sheil. And the rebound brought down by Boudreaux, her first of the game. Gets it to Rouse and into the front court. Minden looking for another couple buckets for a couple of the girls that haven't got a chance yet. Geist with it. Up top, Boudreaux. They sag the defense on her. Swing it to the right side, almost a walk. Give it to Carly Bauer. Bauer at the top of the circle. We'll go back to Rouse. A minute to go in the game. Swing it to the left side, looking for some room, but nowhere to go for Geist. Bounce pass right side, Boudreaux. She finds some space, but doesn't take the shot. Right quarter to Rouse. Just playing a little keep away right now, running the offense, but haven't had a good opportunity to take a shot right now for Minden. As they give it to Carly Bauer, and we're down to 40 seconds to go here in the contest. Rouse guarded out front there by Rainforth. Now a jumper, Boudreaux, in and out, off the iron, no good. Carly Bauer, offensive basket. She shows her sister, I can get an offensive board too. And it is 61-26. Although I think it should only be 60. And a timeout by GICC to get a couple of girls in. Kelsey Flaherty and Katie Golka check in. So Central Catholic calls that final timeout, but not going to come over to the bench. They just wanted to get the kids in. Flaherty, a couple of dribbles to the left side. Kicks it back out between the circles. Into the hands there of Rainforth. Rainforth drives right side. 10 seconds. Gets a screen. Comes to the baseline and then realizes she's too far behind the board. Shot no good. Rebound to Boudreaux. And Minden gets it to Rouse. And that's the end of the basketball game. The final score. The Minden Lady Whippets 60. And the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 26. Minden has defeated their last four opponents by 24 or more. They go to 5-0. Central Catholic drops to 2-3. And we'll have all the numbers for you on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this. Time out.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Game one of tonight's doubleheader is in the books, and it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks. Downtown Kearney open 6 days a week to help you get through this holiday season. They are taking an extra 15% off every marked price in the store. Maybe you see a coat that's already 25% off. You take 15% more off of that. There's always something you can find for the folks on your Christmas list. Stop by and see them at Misco Sports. First off now for Grand Island Central Catholic, let's take a look at their numbers. Nobody got into double figures. They did have 7 players score. Aaron Sorhan, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kerrigan Anspaugh, 2 points. Samantha Borovic, 1.1 rebound. Katie Brand, 5 points, a team high 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. Kelsey Sheil, 6 points, 2 rebounds and a block. McKenna Keim, a team high 8 points, 2 rebounds. Megan Krychek, 2 points, 5 rebounds. And Joanna Rainforth had 1 rebound. 11 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting not good tonight, unfortunately, for the Crusaders. 5 of 11 in the first half, 5 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 15 in the second half. Grand Island Central Catholic had 11 points at halftime, 15 points in the second half, and the Crusaders are held to 26 points, 24 rebounds, 10 out of 25 at the free throw line, 0 of 8 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 25 turnovers. The Crusaders will fall to 2-3 on the season, and as we said, they stay extremely busy. They travel to Lincoln Christian tomorrow. They host Blue Hill Monday. They host Holdridge Tuesday and welcome in Centura in a makeup game 1 week from tonight. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for Minden right after this on the Nabisco Sports postgame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game for the Minden Lady Whippets, who had an outstanding night tonight. And we will start with Carly Satorius. She had one rebound. Brooke Kissinger hit three threes tonight, 9 points, four rebounds. Hallie Bauer was the star tonight. She had a game-high 30 points and 16 rebounds, had a lot of offensive putbacks, but also hit some mid-range jumpers tonight, only 1-3, and she was 3 of 3 at the line. Bauer, 30 points and 16 rebounds. Allison Hollander, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Elena Boudreau, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Carly Bauer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Bailey Peterson, 3 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Sydney Stadler, 2 points, and 4 rebounds. Minden had 29 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 3 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Minden had 36 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and the Whippets finished with 60 points, 47 rebounds. 7 out of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 23 from three-point land. 2 blocks and 10 turnovers as number 1 Minden goes to 5-0 on the season with a 60-26 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. They will play at Central City on Saturday and at Boone Central, a girls-only game, on Monday night before their holiday tournament. That'll wrap it up for the Nabisco Sports postgame show. We're about 20 minutes away from the boys' tip right at 8 o'clock between unbeaten top-ranked Minden and a Central Catholic team that's looking for their first win but have only played 2 contests. You've been listening to the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Nabisco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Nabisco's has everything you need for Christmas, sweatshirts, coats. Maybe you need a football, basketball, soccer ball, volleyball, or just a gym bag, good pair of shoes. It's all right there for you at Nabisco Sports. Atlanta is on the board in Thursday night football. 10.5 to go first quarter. Atlanta 7, Jacksonville nothing. Currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Again, the girls game. Minden continues to roll. They down Central Catholic 60-26. For our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take about a 12-minute break and be back with boys action. So keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.